It's been 1 year now since the StoryCorps project went on the road. Everyday Americans from communities across this country have been talking about loved ones, friends, and their lives. Today, a man takes us back to his childhood in Oklahoma in a story that he cannot forget, and that you may have trouble forgetting once you hear it. The man's name is Dan E. Andrews, Jr. He grew up 7 blocks from the train tracks in Lawton, Oklahoma. His childhood was formed by the Great Depression, a time when his community used its ingenuity to get through. Here, Mr. Andrews speaks with his daughter, Mary McCormick, about the time that his ingenuity and courage were put to the test.
You grew up in the Dust Bowl and during the Great Depression. Can you tell me the scariest moment when you were a little boy?
It was during the Christmas vacation, and it was really, really a cold winter. The snow was really heavy, and my friend, his name was Joe, I would help take care of his little brother, and I'd help him pick up coal along the railroad track. And one day, I went by his house to get him, and we wanted to play in the snow, and his mother says, no, says, you've got to go get coal. And what he did was, he would walk along the Frisco track starting at the station, and when the engine was about to pull out of the station, the fireman would throw a lot of coal into the boiler to try to get the engine going, and he would just shovel it in and shovel it in, and some of it would fall on the floor into the right-of-way. And Joe would take a bucket and walk along the track and pick up that coal and take back home. But now to tell you about the experience. We were walking along the track, but all of the coal had fallen down in the snow, and we couldn't find very much. And so on down the track a little bit farther was a trestle that crossed a big gully. It was a beautiful trestle made out of steel, but the floor was made out of big timbers, and the timbers were a few inches apart. And so he said, well, maybe there's some on the other side. Let's go ahead and cross. Now, we had never walked on the trestle, and we really knew better, but the train had already pulled out of the station, so we felt secure, you know, in doing that. And we started walking across the trestle, and suddenly we could feel the track shaking, and we heard the train whistle, and way behind us was an express train that was coming through, and we didn't know about it. And it was whistling like crazy, and so he grabbed his little brother's hand and started to run, and the little brother's foot slipped and fell right between the crack. And here we were in the center of the railroad track, and his little brother had his foot stuck. And Joe kind of panicked and ran off the end of the thing. And I got down and I tried to pull a little boy's foot out, and I lifted him up till he cried because his leg hurt. And I realized, my goodness, this is desperate. And suddenly it occurred to me to unlace his shoe. And so I looked down, and there was just one end of the shoelace was showing, and I pulled on it, and miraculously the bow came apart, and they were high top shoes with real stiff soles. And I took my index finger and I scrubbed at the shoelaces and loosened them and pulled his foot out and grabbed him up and took him in my arms, and I ran off the trestle, and we got down the side of the hill, and just as the train went across, the steam from the engine showered us, and we were, boy, if you don't believe that there's a guardian angel.
He saved his life.
I was so thankful.
Never run out of stories when you just talk to people. That's Danny Andrews, Jr. in conversation with his daughter, Mary McCormick, in San Diego. If you'd like to record an interview and have it archived at the American Folklife Center in the Library of Congress, just visit NPR.org.